ধম অধম কিছু না বাঁচিল, জাতিয়ে দিলে কোকল। হে প্রেমানন্দ এমন গৌরাঙ্গি হৃদয় ধরিয়া বল, গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গ নামরি, গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গ নামরি। ভজি সে হই আমার প্রাণ রে,
হে জনক গৌরাঙ্গ ভজি সে হই আমার প্রাণ রে,
হে জনক গৌরাঙ্গ ভজি সে হই আমার প্রাণ রে,
হে জনক গৌরাঙ্গ ভজি সে হই আমার
প্রাণ রে। জগ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গ নাম রে, প্রেমাবিধান পরম পুমর্থ তস্মৈ জগন মঙ্গল মঙ্গলায় চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় নমো নমস্তে। আনন্দ লীলাময় বিগ্রহায় হেমাবদিব্যোথ বিসুন্দরায় তস্মৈ মহাপ্রেম রস প্রদায় চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় নমো নমস্তে। চৈতন্য চন্দ্রায় চৈতন্যচন্দ্রায় নম নমস্তে। জন্মাত্ম কর্মনিষ্ঠেই নচ সমধিগতম যত্তপধ্যান যুগের বৈরাগ্যাগস্তত্ত্বস্তুতিভিরপি ন যত কীর্তন চাপি কৈশ্চিৎ গোবিন্দ প্রেম ভাজাঙ্গপি নচ কলিতম যদ রহস্যম স্বয়ং চ নাম্নৈব প্রাদুরাসি অবতরতি পরে যত নমি গৌরম। ওড়িয়া ফার্স্ট দেন ইংলিশ দেন ওড়িয়া দেন ইংলিশ দিস উইল গো অন। So, those who are interested in hearing, those who are develop greed for it, covetousness for it, they should sit patiently, quietly, and hear with constant attention, so not be impatient. There is language difficulty. So this is my request to one and all. There is no difference between Gaura and Krishna in tattva. In tattva, they are non-different. Krishna is Gaura, Gaura is Krishna. But in Gaura, in appeared as Gaura, there is Krishna became one, combined. Krishna is combined with Mahabhava, Swarupini, Radharani, one form. In Brajalila, there are two forms. Krishna, Rasarada Krishna, and Madanakya Mahabhavi, Srimati Radha. Two are there in Brajalila. In Gaura Lila, one form. Krishna and Radha combined together, ekibhutatanu, one body, that is Gaura. Otherwise, there is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. Shastra, Siddhanta conclusions are there. Acharyas have said that thing. Nanda Sutta Balijare Bhagavate Gai Sei Krishna Vatinna Chaitanya Gosai Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Bhagavata, Bhagavata says, Nanda Sutta, son of Nanda Maharaj. Who is son of Nanda Maharaj? Krishna. That Krishna avatinna as Chaitanya Gosai. That Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Gosai. Sarvadamdar Goswami has said, Naomi Krishna Swarupam. I pay my obeisance to that Gaura who is Krishna Swarup, who is as good as Krishna. But special characteristic of Gaura is that his Radha-bhava dviti swalitam. When Krishna accepts the sentiment, mood or sentiment of Radhani and complex of Radhani, becomes Gaura. Nothing else. Chaitanya akhyam prakata madhuna taddayam chaityam aptam. Adhuna, now, these two forms, Krishna and Radha, appear as one form, to combine together, Aityam Atam, that is Chaitanya. Prabhudhananda Saraswati Path says in Chaitanya Chandravata, Ekibhutam Barabapu, Bapurabatu, Bo Radhaya Madhavasya. Radhaya Madhava, Radha and Madhava became one body, Ekibhuta. That is Gaura. So, Krishna is Gaura, Gaura is Krishna, Krishna Lila is Gaura Lila, Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila. As there is no difference between Nami and Nama. Understand my language? Nami and Nama. Abhinnatam Nama Namino. There is no difference between name of Krishna and Krishna himself. Similarly, there is no difference between Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. But Purvasmat Parameva Hansa Karunam. Though there is no difference between Nami and Nama, Purvasmat Parameva Hansa Karunam. Nami and Nama, Purva Para, former and latter. Of these two, former and latter, latter is more merciful than former. Understand me? Understand my language? There is no difference between Nami and Nama. But it is said, Purvasmat Parameva Hansa Karunam. Of these two, former and latter, latter is more merciful than former. That means Nama is more merciful than Nami. Understand me? Name of Krishna is more merciful than Krishna. Understand? Similarly, though there is no difference between Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila, no difference between Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. So Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila, former and latter, that logic is applicable, that Gaura Lila, latter, is more merciful and more relishable Lila than the former. Understand my language? That means Gaura Lila is more merciful Lila and more relishable Lila than that of Krishna Lila. This is the only thing. Otherwise, in tattva, there is no difference. Understand me? So, Navadipa Lila, Braja Lila. Braja Lila and Navadipa Lila. No difference. All Krishna Lila. Dear devotees, dear parsadas, associates of Gaura, Nitya Siddha Parsada, eternally Siddha Parsada, associates Gaura, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They have said, they have mentioned this thing. What is it? They have disclosed this tattva. That Gopijana Vallava Radharamana Krishna is always in Brajabhumi. Vrindavanam Paritejya Padam Ekam Nagacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan even one step. Always in Vrindavan. How it is that Krishna left Brajabhumi, went to Mathura, then went to Dwaraka. So there is Mathura Lila and Dwaraka Lila. How can you understand? Krishna is always in Vrindavan, never leaves. But these two acharyas, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they have disclosed this tattva. Yes. They have said this Mathura Lila and Dwaraka Lila are the same Krishna Lila, and those two Lilas nourish Braja Lila. Understand my language? And those two Lilas are inside Braja Lila. Understand me? They have said. So Braja Lila is Krishna Lila. Similarly, Navadvipa Lila is also Krishna Lila. Krishna's Lila in this, there are two types of Lila. According to Lila Vichar, this is Braja Lila and Navadvipa Lila. Two types of Krishna Lila. Do you understand? So these two types of Lila are Krishna Lila, and the name of that name uttered in these two types of Leela, or Krishna Nama. Braja Leela Bhumi and Navadvipa Leela Bhumi. Braja Leela Bhumi, two types, manifested and non-manifested. Prakata, aprakata. Prakata Braja, aprakata Braja. Similarly, Navadvipa Leela Bhumi, also two types, prakata, aprakata, manifest, non-manifest. Understand me? Huh? So, what is Navadvipa Dham? Navadvipa Dham is a closed compartment in Braja Dham. Closed compartment. Understand me? Those acharyas, they have said this thing. Acharyas, Mahajana. Navadvipa Dham is a closed compartment in Braja Dham. So, Braja Dham, two types, prakata, prakata, manifest and non-manifest. So, in that Braja Dham, this one close compartment is Navadvipa Dham. In that close compartment, Rasaraja Krishna, feeling, do you understand? The acute pang of separation, tibra viraha, do you follow? In that compartment, Rasaraja Krishna feels acute pang of separation from Radharani. And cries, and develops greed. Do you understand me? Develops greed. How to understand this, the love of Radharani, and his own beauty, and also the sukha, the happiness that Radharani gets enjoying Krishna's beauty. Do you understand? Three desires, three greed, he develops and cries, how to fulfill these three greeds. Therefore, he decided, without accepting the sentiment of Radharani and complex of Radharani, these greeds will not be fulfilled. Therefore, he entered into the core of the heart of Radharani, and hid himself there, in the core of the heart of Radharani. Therefore, outwardly, Radharani's complexion manifested as molten gold. So outwardly, feeling pangs of separation, but inwardly in the heart, there is union, there is viraha, vipralamba. With that, bhava, vipralamba bhava, he chants the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This Mahamantra is in Radha Tantra. And Radharani feels the acute pang of separation Krishna. She chants, all gopi chant, headed by Radharani, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This Radha Tantra, this is in Radha Tantra, this mantra. So, Mahaprabhu, assuming Radha Bhav and Kanti, similarly, chanting the same feeling, Radharani feels the same feeling Mahaprabhu has. So, that Vipralambara Satura, Krishna, that is Gaura, chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that Nigurattama Vrindavan, this hidden Vrindavan, is Navadvipa Dham. Understand my language? Hidden Vrindavan. That is a close compartment in Vrindavan. That is Navadvipa Dham. In externally, you see, where is Navadvipa, where is Vrindavan? Such a part, isn't it? Hundreds of miles apart is external. But In internal vision, you'll see one is inside another. Follow me? Navdeep is inside Vrindavan, that's cool. Therefore, Acharya say, don't see difference between Gaudavana and Vrajavana. Gaudavana, Vrajavana. So we are singing that song of Vrindavanda, I'm saying Narottamdas Thakur. Gaurangera sangi gani nityo siddho korimane.
Gaurangera sangi gani nityo siddho korimane.
Sejai brojendro sutto paso.
Sejai brojendro sutto paso.
Gauda mannala bhumi jeva jane chintamani.
Sri Gauda mannala bhumi jeva jane chintamani.
Taro hoye braja bhumi vaso.
Taro hoye braja bhumi.
Narottamdas Thakur has sung. The English translation you have? You read it? Huh? Yes, you read. Huh? Many pages. Huh? Nobody should see a light. Difference between Gaudamandala Bhumi and Navdeep. Gaudamandala Bhumi and Brajamandala Bhumi. One never sees any difference, then he lives in Brajabhumi. Gaura Brajabhumi Vedana Dekhi Hoi Bhavara Javasi. Gaura Brajabhumi Vedana Dekhi
Hoi Bhavara Javasi.
Gaura Brajabhumi Vedana Dekhi Hoi Bhavara Javasi. Gaura Braja Vedana Dekhi
Bhavara
Javasi. Dhamira Swarupa Puri Venaya Hoi Bhavara Dharo Dasi. Dhamira
Swarupa Puri Venaya Hoi Bhavara
Hoi bo radharo dasi, dhamero. So Acharya said, don't see difference between Gaudavana and Brajavana. One who doesn't see, only he is eligible to live in Brajabhumi, become Brajavasi. Otherwise he cannot become Brajavasi. Therefore, if someone never sees difference between Brajabhumi, Gaudavana, Brajavana, then he can see the real form of Dhamma. Dhamera swarupa spuribe noyane. Then he can see the real swarupa of Dham, Brajadham, Gaudadham, Haiva Radhar Dasi. He will become the maid servant of Radharani. Understand me? So, Brajara Prema Kalpa Kunja, there is a, what is a group, where Radha and Krishna unite. Prema Kalpa Kunja, Navadipas, Swananda Sukhada Kunja. They are, let us say, one. There is no difference. One is, only one difference. One is Sambhoga Pradhan, other one is Vipralamba Pradhan. Sambhoga, union, and Vipralamba, separation. So, brother of Prema Kalpa Kunja in Braja is Sambhoga Pradhan. Is union. Understand? Swananda Sukhada Kunja in Navadip, it is Vipralamba Pradhan. It is of separation. Do you understand? So there are two compartments. They are like two compartments. Compartment of union, sambhoga, and compartment of separation, viprarambha. Nothing else. Understand my language? Only two compartments. Union and separation. Sambhoga and viprarambha. Two types of compartments are there. In separation, in viprarambha compartment, Rasaraja Krishna, Rasaraja Krishna has accepted the mood and sentiment of Radharani, accepted the complexion of Radharani, crying there, uttering his own name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nothing else. That is, Gaura means always crying, rurudyamana, 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 crying, 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 filling the banks of separation. There's nothing else. There are two compartments. Understand me? Sambhava and viprarambha, union and separation. This is tattva. Brother Leela and Gaura Leela. So, that day, 2 days back, I was saying that how Krishna became indebted, isn't it? Krishna became indebted to the gopis. Na parayam, Rasrajani, Rasleela, that night, Rasleela was going on. Krishna said, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, na parayahum nirabadya sanjajang, sosadhu krityam vibudhayusapiva, ja ma bhajan durjara gehasunkhala, sambrusya tadava pratijatu sadhana. Krishna says, oh, my dear gopis, I became indebted because your connection, relations with me is based on pure love. And you have broken that family tie, which is very difficult to break, and have come here in the dead of night to me, to be united with me. I have, your love is pure love. I am therefore unable to repay the debts I have incurred in accepting your love. You must therefore kindly be satisfied by your own deeds. If I get to the very long lifespan like that, one day of Brahma, still I am unable to repay. So you must therefore kindly be satisfied by your own deeds. That she became indebted, Rumi. Isn't it? I had told that. So I'll speak something more about this debt, Runa, and how Krishna became Krishna developed that desire, how to pay back it. The wealth required to pay back this debt is not with Krishna. It is with only Radharani. That is Mahabhava. Madanakya Mahabhava Dhana. Isn't it? So I explained that day what is Madanakya Mahabhava. Isn't it? Rudha Mahabhava, Dhirudha Mahabhava, Muddhana, Madhana, Mohana, Madhanakya, everything I have explained. So, today I will speak about something more about that runa, that debt. In tattva, if you discuss tattva, we can understand in tattva, Krishna became indebted to only Radharani, not to other gopis. But he said this thing to gopis. Understand me? But in tattva, Krishna became indebted to only Radharani, because that asset, Madanaka Mahabhava Dhana, is only with Radharani, not with any gopis. That dhana is required to pay back the debt. So I'll speak on it. So, his promise broke. Yajatha mang prapadyante tangstatha va bhadamyaham. That was his promise in Bhagavad Gita. Jejathamam prapadyante tangstatheva bhadamyaham. I'll speak in Korea, then English. Heart of Radha and stealing that dhana, that is Gaurahari, Krishna in that part. Let him be glorified. Gaurahari. Krishna became indebted tattata to Radhani, isn't it? That promise of Krishna struck down. Jejathamam prapadyante tangstatha seva bhadamyaham. What is that in English you say?
Whatever way my devotee is shown to me, I reward him accordingly.
That means Krishna always pays back. He never becomes indebted, isn't it? If someone does his bhajan, he also does his prati-bhajan. Do you understand? He always pays back. He never becomes indebted. That is his promise. But that promise is broken here. No pare. I cannot repay. That is tattata. He becomes indebted to Radhani. So here is one question. Everybody loves Krishna. Krishna is the object of love, isn't it? So, Krishna is the object of love, everybody loves Krishna. So doesn't Krishna love anybody? Understand my language? This question. Krishna is the object of love. Everybody loves Krishna and everybody should love Krishna, isn't it? Don't Krishna love anybody? Understand my question? All right. If Krishna loves anybody, then he becomes Asraya. Though he is Visaya. Understand my language? You understand? Try to understand me. My language is faulty language. You help me. If Krishna loves anybody, then he'll become Asraya. Though he is Visaya, he'll become Asraya. When there is question of love, it is not one-sided. It has two sides. There is no question of one-sided love. When the question of love arises, then there is two sides, Visaya and Asraya, lover and beloved, isn't it? Otherwise there is no question of love at all, isn't it? There must be two sides. So, though Krishna is Visaya Vigraha, so when he loves somebody, then he becomes Asraya, though he is Visaya. So can't he do so? He can do so. He can do so. Indeed. So this is the question, and very important question. Krishna is the only object of love. This is truth. Supreme truth. But though he is Visaya Vigraha, still he becomes Asraya. To love. Understand me. So, though he had promised, Bhagavad Gita, jejathamam prapadyante stam tathiva bhadamyaham, one who, what is that? I pay back according to the degree of one's surrender. One who does my bhajan, I also do his bhajan accordingly. Understand me? That he has his promise this. In dasya, sakhya, vasalya, madhur. In four rasas, santo is discarded. There is no reciprocation. So in four mukhya rasas, chief rasas, dasya, sakhya, vasalya and madhurya, in four rasas, Krishna is visaya, rasa visaya. Understand my language? But mukhyata, chiefly is rasa visaya. But gaunata, secondarily, he is Asraya, though he is Visaya. Understand my language? Try to understand me. And this is true, truth in all rasas. Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhura. All rasas, true. Though if you take up this siddhanta, this conclusion, that Krishna, though we saw it, to reciprocate the loving relationship, he becomes ashraya. Isn't it? This is true. In dasya, satya, vatsalya. But in madhur ras, madhur ras, with the gopis, it is also true. But with the Radhani, it's not true. It's not true. With the gopis, it's true. Because he reciprocates the gopis' love. Gopis' love and gopis' asset, dhana, is what? It's a mudanakhya. It's not madanakhya. Understand me? That day I explained what is mudana, what is madana. Only Madanakya Mahabhava is with Radharani. Radharani, Srimati Radharani is the sole proprietor, no gopi. It is not with any gopi. Therefore, he pays back gopis. But he cannot pay back Radharani. Dharadhana is not with him. Understand my language? This is, try to understand, think it deeply. It's not a superfluous thing, it's very deep. And this Gaura Siddhanta Tattva is very deep tattva. Yes, not easy thing to understand. So, his promise is broken with Radhani only, not with gopis. In tattva we discuss this thing. Pranaya, what is say? That we are saying? We sing that thing? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikruti Ladini Sakti Rasma Dekatmana Pibhuvipara Dehavidam Gautautav. This is pranaya vikruti, isn't it? This question is, another question will come up. That's another topic. Why? This is said pranaya vikruti. Why not said prema vikruti? Understand my language? Radha Krishna pranaya vikruti ladini sakti rasma dekatmana pibhuipara dehabhedongatautau. It's pranaya vikruti, transformation of pranaya, not prema vikruti. Because sneha mana pranaya. Do you follow? Prema is a rati or prema. It becomes more condemned, then it becomes sneha. Then more condemned, then it becomes mana. Then it becomes more condemned, then it becomes pranaya. This is in fourth place. Rati, sneha, mana, pranaya. Understand? It's fourth position. So pranaya vikruti, that is said. That's another topic. I am not going to that end. That's another topic. So many things are there. If you discuss Gaura Tattva, so deep, unfathomable, like unlimited ocean. Therefore I say, when I enter into it, I become confused. What end I'll go? I am confused. Where to begin and where to go? It's completely confusion. So I am not going to that end. Some other day I may say if such topic comes. So this is pranaya vikruti. That pranaya vikruti transfers from pranaya, the ultimate or topmost condition is madanakya mahabhava. That is pranaya vikruti. So in this, what do you say? Adhara. Base. This base, Krishna's promise breaks. Otherwise it never breaks. Krishna always pays back. Therefore Rupa Pada, Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari, he knows it. So he has defined Mahabhava, the symptoms of Mahabhava, Madanakya Mahabhava in Ujjwala Niramani. Sarva bhavat gamalasi madanayam paratparah rajati ladini saro radhayam eva jasara. That is there. Sarva bhavat gamalasi madanayam paratparah rajati ladini saro radhayam eva jasara. Here is quotes radhayam eva. This Radhaya Meva, Radhayam eva. This eva, this word is very, very significant word here. Most important word. Because this Madanakya Mahabhava is only available with Radha. Radhayam eva. Understand? It's not available with any gopis. Not available anywhere, in any type of devotees. Satya, Dasya, Sakya, or Vatsalya, or Madhurya, up to gopis. It's not available. It's only Radhayam eva, only available with Radhani. Understand? Therefore, Radhayam eva. So, I explained that thing the other day. Madanakya Mahabhava. So, in this respect, Krishna is only Vishaya. He cannot become Ashraya. Otherwise, in other respects, he can become Ashraya, though Vishaya. Understand me? Therefore, Krishna says this thing. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, 4th chapter, 132. Kaviraj Goswami has quoted Krishna's word. Sehi premaro radhika paramo asrayo.
Sehi premaro radhika paramo asrayo.
Sehi premaro ami hoi kevalo visoyo.
Sehi premaro ami hoi kevalo visoyo.
Retranslation 4, Adi 432.
Sri Radhika is the highest abode of that love, and I am its only object.
Only object. She is Asroy. I am Vishoy. Understand? So Asroy, Vishoy. What Upad translates Asroy?
Abode.
What word?
It says Asroy is abode.
Abode. Vishoy? No, what Prabhupada says?
Object.
Are Baba, Vishoy is the last word.
Object.
Object. She is abode, I am the object. Asroy, Vishoy. Sei Prema Radhika Parama Asroy. She is the supreme abode of that Prema, that is Madanakya Mahabhava. I am only object, isn't it? Vishoy?
Object.
Object. I cannot become abode. Understand me? I cannot become Asroy. I am the only object, Vishoy. So, this is natural. And Krishna always follows this principle, natural follow, to repay, to reciprocate. Always to reciprocate. Under Jesatha Mam Prabhadyanta. But in this, what do you say? Adhar? Base. Madanakya Mahabhava base. His promise breaks. He cannot keep up his promise. Because he said, I cannot become Vishaya of that prema. I cannot become Ashraya. Do you understand? I am only Vishaya, Radhani only Ashraya. I cannot become Ashraya. Therefore, breaks there. So that Madanakya Mahabhava is the only property or asset of Srimati Radhani. Krishna cannot become the proprietor of that asset. He cannot become proprietor. And Radhani is the sole proprietor of that asset, invaluable asset, that is Madanakya Mahabhava. Krishna cannot become asroya of that, that asset. He is the only Vishaya. Therefore, here, his promise begs, Jejatham mam prapadyante stam tatham adamyam. Only in this. That means he becomes indebted only to Radhani, not to any gopis. In tattva, if we discuss, we will come to this conclusion. So, he became indebted, he cannot pay it back. He cannot pay it back. But, he thinks very deeply how to pay it back. I become indebted, I have to pay it back. Now, how to pay it back? You understand? You become very, thinking very deeply, very intensely thinking, how and when I will be able to do it, to pay it back. This deep thought is always there in his heart, always there in the heart of Krishna. Therefore, he is inside very feeling, very restless inside. How to pay it back, how will be able to pay it back, and when and how. Such deep thought is there in the core of the heart of Krishna. Do you understand? Therefore, he develops that greed. Radhaya pranayamaima kidrusam. Sadhyo hena dhuta madhurima kidrusamba madhiya. Sakchanchasya madhanu bhavata kidrusambeti lobhat tadbhavadhyā samadhani sachigarbhasandhau harindhau. Three greeds there. Remained unfulfilled in Brother Lila. Do you understand? Remained unfulfilled in Brother Lila. He tried his best, but failed. Cannot fulfill. Understand me? He tried his best in Brother Lila to fulfill this, but he failed. He failed. In Brother Bhumi, Brother Dham, he is Sungara Rasarada, he is Brajendra Nandana son of Nanda Maharaj, he is Syama Sundara. How it is his form, his Gopa Beso is a coward boy, a Benukara holding a float, Sikhanda Chura. He has peacock feather on his crest. That is Krishna. Nobody else wears peacock feather, only Kishore Krishna. In Krishna, in Brajabhumi wears, even in Dwaraka and Mathura, he doesn't wear. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So, all is feeling restless in his heart, how I can become the ashray of that Madanakya Mahabhav. He tried his best in Brother Lila, failed. Cannot. He became unsuccessful. Tried his very best, but couldn't. Therefore, he accepted Radharani, Radha Prem as his guru. Accept Radha Prem as his guru. Though Krishna is guru, Jagat Bandhya, Jagat Guru. But that Jagat Guru Krishna accepted Radha Prem as his guru. Radha Prema Guru, Ami Sisya Nata, Sada Ami Nana Nute, Nasaya Udhvata. Yes. Read.
The love of Radhika is my teacher.
My teacher. Yes.
And I am her dancing pupil.
Yes, dancing pupil, yes.
Her prema makes me dance various novel dances.
Her prema makes me dance in various novel dances. According to her spoon, I am dancing. So Radharani is guru, topmost guru position comes Radharani. Do you understand? So, accepted Radha prema as his guru. In Jayadeva's Gita Govinda, you'll find Jayadeva Goswami has written how Krishna begs for the Dehi Padapallava Budhar. Isn't it? Begs for the lotus feet of Radharani. Oh, Radharani, please, give me your lotus feet. I want to put it on my head. Yes. Guru puts his feet on the head of disciple. Isn't it? So Krishna is begging, Smara garala khandanam mama sirasi mandanam dehi pada pallava mudaram. Jayadeva Goswami has written. Understand? Try to understand this tattva. Sirasi means head. Garala khandanam mama sirasi mandanam dehi pada pallava mudaram. Radharani, please. Put your lotus feet on my head. I am your student, your disciple, you are my guru. So, understand? Jayadeva Goswami has said that thing. Krishna is thinking, very deeply thinking in his heart, what to do, what is the means, what is the process, how to do, how to get it, how to become the ashray of that dhana, then I'll be able to pay back that debt. At last thought of, I have to beg for this thing. Please put your lotus feet on my head. I am your dancing student and your guru. This is in the core of the heart of Krishna. So in the core of the heart, Krishna meditates on Radha. Meditates on Radha. Yes. Chants the name of Radha in the core of the heart. Krishna chants the name of Radha in core. Yes. Unnoticingly, serves Radha, serves Radha. Unnoticingly, even no gopi Manjari can notice it. Yes, because Guru, Shishya has to serve Guru. Yes. Unnoticingly serves Radha. Without notice of the Sakhis, Manjaris. Yes. If they can understand, everything will be spoiled. So, what is the pain Krishna gets in his heart, Kaviraj Goswami has expressed. That is Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, 4th chapter. It begins from 134. Asraya jatiya sukho paite mano dhai.
Asraya jatiya sukho paite mano dhai.
Japni aswa dite nari ki kori upayo.
Yate aswa dite nari ki kari upaya.
My mind races to taste the pleasure experienced by the abode. But I cannot taste it, even by my best efforts. How may I taste it? If sometime I can be the abode of that love, only then may I taste its joy.
Yes.
There's a short purport.
Yes, really.
Prabhupada says, Vishai and Ashray are two very significant words relating to the reciprocation between Krishna and his devotee. The devotee is called the Ashraya, and his beloved Krishna is a Vishaya. Different ingredients are involved in the exchange of love between the Ashraya and Vishaya, which are known as Vibhav, Anubhav, Satvika, and Vyabhichari. Vibhav, is divided into two categories, Alambana and Udipana. Alambana may be further divided into Ashray and Vishoy. In the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, Radharani is the Ashray feature, and Krishna the Vishoy. The transcendental consciousness of the Lord tells him, quote, I am Krishna, and I experience pleasure as a Vishoy. The pleasure enjoyed by Radharani, the Ashray, is many times greater than the pleasure I feel.
Yes, many times greater.
Therefore, to feel the pleasure of the Ashray category, Lord Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. তারপরে পেয়ার আছে তবে যাই প্রেমানন্দের অনুভব হয় এত চিন্তি তহে কৃষ্ণ পরম কৌতুকি হৃদয় ভাবে প্রেম
Thinking in this way, Lord Krishna was curious to taste that love. His eager desire for that love increasingly blazed in his heart.
Increasingly blazed in his heart. This is the heart. This is his heart's desire. It is in the heart. He never expresses it before anybody. Never expresses it. Krishna never expresses it. It is in the heart. Do you understand? Rasika Sekhara Nagarendra Syama Sundara keeps it hidden in his heart. Never expresses. Before anybody he never expresses. How? Then thinking, what to do? How can I become the abode of that? That Madanakya Mahavadana. Radharani is the sole proprietor. It's not with me. So, thought up, I must steal it. stealing, because supreme stealer. Yes, Sauragraganya. He is the leader of the stealers, thieves. Supreme thief. Beg, borrow, or steal. Decided I have to steal it. Otherwise, I cannot release, I cannot pay back. I remain. What he said? Indebted. Yes. So, thinking very seriously in his heart, how to enter into the core of the heart of Radharani and steal that asset, Madanakya Mahabhava. Always thinking, heart is feeling restless, never expresses before anybody. So, that's another topic, how he enters into the heart of Radharani. Another topic. I am not going to that end, though you want. He wants. But tomorrow? Maybe. Mahaprabhu allows me, I don't know. I say this is such an unlimited ocean on fathomless. I become confused. Which end I have to go? Which direction I have to go? Completely confused. If you speak one topic, so many things coming up. Such is Gaura Tattva. So, Krishna is Visaya, Visajatya. He wants to cover up his Visajatya bhav with Asajatya bhav. Thinking very deeply in his heart, unless I do it, I cannot release. I can release that taste or mellow or Radharani is releasing. That is the is greed. And that releasement is, what is that? Crores of times greater than my releasement. You understand? Radharani's releasement is crores of times greater than my releasement. So he developed greed for it. How can I taste it? Unless I drown myself that ocean of Madanakya Mahabhava, I cannot release it. It will never be possible at all. So I have to drown myself in that ocean of Madanakya Mahabhava. That is in the heart of Radharani. Very deeply thinking. Kautuki means curious, very curious. More he thinks, more his greed develops. More he thinks, more his greed develops for it. So, Srila Rupapad, who is Rupamanjari, he has given this thing. And he's written this thing in Ujjala Nilamani. Aparam No. This is the Rupa Goswami's Chaitanya Ashtaka. Huh? You have. Aparam kasyapi pranayidana vrindasya kutuki rasastama hrutva madhuram upabhuktum kimapi jaha. Rupa Goswami's. Rupa Goswami's. Huh? You have that. Rupa Goswami's. Huh? Chaitanya. Chaitanya Ashtaka. Huh? Yes, that is from Rupa Goswami's Chaitanya Ashtaka. Aparam kasyapi pranayidana vrindasya kutuki rasastam hrutva madhura mupabhuktum kamapi jaha rucam swama vabreduti miha tadiyang prakatayan sadeva saitanyakruti ratitaram nakrupayatu. Do you understand? That Rupa Goswami has written. Paramakautuki Krishna. Very curious that Krishna always he has developed that curiousness. How to test this Madanakya Mahabhava relo, mellow, that Radhani is testing. So, thinking very deeply, such intense desire is there. So, to, what do you say, execute it, he enters into the core of the heart of Radhani and covers his Shyamasundara form. Do you follow me? Covers up his Shyamasundara form and accepts the complexion of Radharani. That is Radha Bhava Dviti accepted the sentiment of Radharani and complexion of Radharani, that is Chaitanya. When that Chaitanya will be visible before my eyes. Chaitanya Kruti. Let that Chaitanya shower his unlimited mercy and blessings on us. This is the meaning of that. You may see that word in Chaitanya Ashtaka Rupa Goswami's. So, this is a very deep purport here that Srila Rupa, Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned that thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, fourth chapter. Radha Krishna Eko Atma Dui Deho Dhari
Radha Krishna Eko Atma Dui Deho Dhari
Annanne Bilase Raso Aswadana Kari Annanne Bilase Raso Sei dui eko ebe Chaitanya Gosai
Sei dui eko ebe Chaitanya Gosai
Bhavo aswadite dohe Hela eko thai
Bhavo aswadite dohe hela eko thai.
Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus, they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love.
Yes.
There's a purport. In the next text. Now to enjoy rasa, they have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First verse. But it says, the two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, referring to the previous verse, is a condensed explanation. But one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor, and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency.
Yes.
According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and potency.
Yes.
They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other, any more than we can separate fire from heat.
Yes.
Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that she is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan, therefore, seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving potency.
Yes, and the role of pleasure-giving potency. Yes.
I say it wrong. The pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss in full. His transcendental potency, his internal potency is exhibited first as sat, or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. The same potency, while displaying full knowledge, is called chit, or samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, the same potency, while playing as a pleasure-giving medium, is known as sladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Now to enjoy rasa, they have appeared in one body.
Radha and Krishna appeared in one body. Mahabhavamai Radha. Krishna in the heart of Mahabhavamai Radha is Gaurahari. Isn't it? Krishna in the heart of Mahabhavamai Radha is Gaurahari. Understand my language? That is Gaurahari. Let that Gaurahari be glorified. Patitapavana Sajinandana Gaurahari ki jai. Prema Purusottama Patitapavana Sajinandana Gaurahari ki jai. Radha Nikunja Vihari Gaurahari ki jai. This is Krishna in the heart of Radharani is Gaurahari. Brother Vihari. Brother Vihari Krishna, Vaishidhari Krishna, Krishna in Brother Bhumi, holding Vaishi float, Saura Chandra, chief thief, stealer, leader of the all thieves, Saura Agraganya, Radha Ramana, Rasaraja, enters into the core of the heart of Radharani to steal that Madanakya Mahabhavadana, to drown himself that ocean of Madanakya Mahabhav, completely occupies the heart of Radharani. You understand? He makes his path clear how to do it. So enters into there, so keeps his Shyamasundara form hidden. It is inside, is hidden, and manifests Mahabhavamayi Kantidhari. Do you understand? Manifests the complexion of Radhani molten gold. That is Gaurahari. Radha Bhava Dhriti Subharita. Anta Krishna, Bahir Gaura. Krishna is inside the heart of Radharani. Why are you bringing him out? Huh? Why are you bringing him out? Making him Krishna, putting peacock feather on his head. He cannot release. It's very, very painful to him, isn't it? Huh? You should understand this tattva here. Huh? But why there is so many disturbances out of this? Because you cannot understand these things. Only misunderstanding, nothing else. Huh? If you understand, it's very clear. Huh? What is Gaura Hari? Isn't it? So this is tattva. Thereby he is paying back the debt. Although he cannot pay back the debt, he will remain, what do you say, indebted forever, forever, forever. Therefore he did it.